One of the great mysteries of Jewish history is the whereabouts of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. At present, the Jewish people basically consists of 3 tribes, Yehuda, Binyamin, and Levi. Some 2,800 years ago, after King Solomon died, Yeravam ben Nevat led a revolt of the 10 northern tribes and created the Kingdom of Israel, which controlled most of the land of Israel. The southern portion of the Holy Land was ruled by the Kingdom of Yehuda, which controlled the 3 tribes of Yehuda, Binyamin, and Levi, and the spiritual centers of Jerusalem and the Holy Temple. As is related in the biblical book of Kings, Sefer Melachim, the northern kingdom sank into a morass of idolatry and materialism. God sent them many prophets, such as Eliyahu, Elisha, and Jonah, but the people did not repent. However, God gave them one last opportunity. Hoshea ben Ela, the last king of the 10 tribes, removed the border guards that had been set up to prevent people from going to the temple to offer sacrifices. When the 10 tribes did not seize this last chance, their fate was sealed. In an 18-year period, from the years 3187 to 3205, over 2,500 years ago, the Assyrians expelled the 10 tribes to the east, ripping away 80% of the Jewish people. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 133 years later, and the remaining 3 tribes exiled to Babylonia, today's Iraq. Where are the 10 tribes today? No one knows for sure, but this much is certain. They are with us. Jewish tradition tells us that no tribe is extinct, and that these tribes will all be reconstituted in the Messianic era. Individual members of the 10 tribes had joined the Kingdom of Yehuda at the time of the split and afterward in order to be able to worship at the Beis HaMikdash. Later, the prophet Yirmiyahu traveled to the east and brought back some of the 10 tribes. Even in Talmudic times, 1,000 years after the expulsion, there were still individuals who could trace their ancestry back to the 10 tribes. The prophet Yeshaya assures the Jewish people of a bright future. And it will be on that day a great shofar will be blown, and those who are lost in Assyria and cast away in the land of Egypt will come and bow to God at the Holy Mount in Jerusalem. May we see it speedily in our days.